Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shulim Rambam, Bilchot Mamrim, Beperek Aleph Alecha Gimel. And this is the fourth shir, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We already saw Dvarim Nifloim. And the previous shir, to summarize, what we saw was that when it comes to Inyanei Svara, and you follow the Rov because the Klapei V'Din makes more sense that the Rov is correct. So you follow the Rov vis-a-vis the Halacha primarily, meaning most people say one way, so you follow them because that's part of the way the Halacha is. When it comes to making a Takana for a Minag, or a Takana, a Gzeira, a Minag, similar to that effect, so we saw a different lashon in the Rambam of Ruban, not Rov. If you're not following the Rov Klapei the Din, you follow the Rov Klapei the people. Because when, as we spoke about Ba'arichus Gedolah and Halacha Aleph, when Chachamim say Torah, that becomes Torah. When Beis Din says something, that's Torah. So therefore, you follow the Rov mitzad the people, mitzad the Gabra. Because there's more Torah on one side than on the other. Because on one side there's this and this number of Torah. There's 40 people of Torah. And on the other side there are only 30. So Mamela, you follow the Rov mitzad the Torah. Because this is based on subjective feelings. It's not based on any clear logic. So you're following the rope because that's where most of the Torah is, not because the din would dictate that way, because more people say that logic. In the world of logic, it's follow the rope, copy the din. And in the world of takanos and menhagos and gzeros, it's follow ruban, klapei the people, because they're the ones holding on to Torah Shebaal Peh. And that is a summary, betamtzis, shebetamtzis, ma shelamadu bashiur hakodem. וזה אפשר לפרש במה שכתב המנחת חינוך, הספר החינוך, במצווה עין ח' שאף הפי שלפי דעתו, שם במחלוקת בעלמה, אז לינה בת הרוב חוכמה, ולא בת הרוב מניין, hopefully we're going to discuss this in the future, that לפי דעת החינוך, we have a מחלוקס, you follow רוב חוכמה, where there's more wisdom, you don't follow where there's more minion. This is not so when it comes to a machlokes in the Sanhedrin. When it comes to the Sanhedrin, you follow Rov Minyan. And he explained that the reason is, לפי שהם היו בחשבון מחויב מן התורה, וכאילו צפתה תורה בפירוש אחר רוב, שלאילו תעשו כל ענייניכם. So it's as if the Torah is telling you, follow the cheshbon, follow the numbers. Torah gives you the number of people in Sanhedrin, and the Torah is telling you to follow those numbers. Whoever has a bigger number, follow the Rov of this number. And they were all big Chachamim. So anyway, whoever has more people is going to have more Chachma, because they're all great Chachamim. Ad kan midivrei sefer ha-chinuch, aval lechora kashe leavin zot. What does he mean that there's a cheshbon mechuyev min ha-Torah? What does he mean by that? When he says they're b'cheshbon mechuyev min ha-Torah, they have this cheshbon min ha-Torah. Every Beis Din has a cheshbon, right? Either the 3, the 23, the 71, they all have a cheshbon mechuyev min ha-Torah. So what's the difference? Maishna Sanhedrin, that by Sanhedrin you follow Rov Minyan, whereas elsewhere you follow Rov Chochma. And even though you have a cheshbon, so if the other side has Rov Chachma, so then follow the Rov Chachma. So the Torah gives you a cheshbon. So you have a cheshbon. But say there. But why don't you just follow Rov Chachma? It's hard to understand. It's also hard to understand that since there's a cheshbon, it's like the Torah said to follow the Rov. K כאילו צפתה תורה בפירוש אחר רוב של אלו תעשו כל ענייניכם. שמה זה עניין לכל ענייניכם? ועיקרו שהוא בחשבון מחויב. What does it mean when he says, follow the robe of these and all of your inyanim? It's not the point of all of your inyanim. The point is that the chesbon mechuyev. There's a necessary number. And that's why you're following them. But what is this kol inyanei? What is it that you bring in the kol inyaneichem for? In all of your matters you should follow them. It's not necessary to say that. It's superfluous. And also, the Sefer Chinuch writes that they're all chachamim gedolim. Shalei sof sof anidonet biyosh yesh mi sheyesh bo yotel chokhma me'acherim. Vegam b'sanedrin haya mufla shebebeit din. Im lalechet batar rov chokhma. Shelo yushavim gam b'shar beit din ken hua din. Im ken, ma ze tam din ha'mukhlat shekatav ha'chinuch delet ha'din halach achar rov chokhma b'sanhedrin. He says that they're all chachamim gedolim. But the nidon is, in a case, where we know that one side has more chachma than the other. In the Sanhedrin, you had a mufla shebebeisim. You had somebody who's top-notch. So we're talking about a case where you know that one side is more chachma than the other. It can all be chachma gedolim, but still one side can have more chachma than the other. So we have a whole series of difficulties with this Sefer HaChinuch. But lefi dvareinu nirah hakach. That we explain, according to the Rambam, by Takanos and Zeros, that there's a din of Halach Achar Ruban, because they are Torah. The Beis Din is Torah. When Beis Din speaks, it's the Torah speaking. And therefore, it's a Rove of Torah, and you're Mechuyev to go after that Rove of Torah. So there the Chinuch holds, שישנו עניין זה בכל מחלוקת בבית דין הגדול. What we explained earlier, we were explaining in the Rambam, but now we're explaining in the Chinuch. That we explained in the Rambam, that there's a din of Halach HaRuban, because their Torah, the Chinuch holds, that in every machlokas in the Sanhedrin, their Torah, they are Torah Shebaal Peh. The Beis Din HaGadol is Torah Shebaal Peh. ויש כאן רוב ומיעוט בתורה עצמה. And therefore you have more Torah versus less Torah. So maybe you follow the more Torah. Within Halach Achar Rov, we say that Torah of side A is more than the Torah on side B. Because each one of these B'chavrei HaSanhedrin is Torah. And that's the Cheshbon Mechuyev. What does it mean, the Cheshbon Mechuyev? They're not just people with this number, but rather the Metzius of the Beis Din that we have. And this Cheshbon Mechuyev is a Metzius HaTorah. That this Metzius is made by the Cheshbon HaMechuyev and HaTorah. In other words, what is the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us that we want you to appoint people to the Beis Din HaGadol, 71 people, and these people are Torah. They are the carriers of Torah. What they say is Torah. So this Cheshbon Mechuyev and HaTorah is telling us that these people, in this number, our Torah, and therefore the more Torah you have, that's the one you're going to follow. So that's the Torah speaking. There's more Torah speaking. And therefore that's what the Chinuch writes, that it's like the Kilutzivsa Torah B'Feirush, it's like the Torah said explicitly to go after this Rov. Achar Rov Shel Eilu Tasu Et Kol Inyaneichem. Because the Nidon is that they're Torah. And therefore, all of your inyanim are mischayik. Right, the moment we establish, we understand that they are Torah. They represent Torah. Mela, all of your inyanim have to be done based on what they say, because they're Torah. Mela shekol sherov meim omer kach din sivui haTorah lasot apid beidin hagadol shu haTorah shebal peh, because they are Torah shebal peh, like the Rambam says, like we spoke about in Halacha Aleph. In other words, to do the fi ruban shem rov Torah, and therefore we go after rov Torah, not after rov dayanim. שרק בהם יש עניין בתוספת במה שיש בגבר הזה, וזה רוב חוכמה. If we're following רוב דיונים, so all right, if the miut dayanim has more chachma, then follow them. Because when you're dealing with the dayanim, you care about their chachma. Whoever has more chachma, you wanna have the right psak. When it comes to the chavrei Sanhedrin, they are a Torah. So it's not about the dayan, the gavra, the dayan, how much chachma he has. It's about the fact that he represents Torah, and normally you go with what's more Torah. So since it's Rov Torah, you follow Rov Torah when it comes to the Chavrei Sanhedrin. Mashenke and other Batei Dinim, they are not the carriers of Torah Shebaal Peh. And Mimela, follow Rov Chachma. Vinimtza. Shelefi tam zeh shekatab ha-chinuch. Shedin zeh ushelo kenitbeo bedat ha-ramam shemachoket shal sfarah kevin shunidon shal amet v'sheker. Yesh kan lelech achar Rov ha-sfarah shebedabar. Shebezeh ledat ha-chinuch ba-alma machriya bezeh. Gam Rov Chochma. So it emerges, according to this reason that the Chinuch writes, that this din is not like we saw in the Rambam. That in a machlokas of Svara, since it's a nidun of Emes and Sheker, we go after the Rov Svara, whoever has more people on their side. That's the one you're going to follow. The Chinuch says, no. There you go, when it comes to Svara, you go after Rov Chochma. And in this, the Chinuch has another reason. And again, that's not talking about the Sanhedrin. It's talking about you follow Rov Chachma when it's not the Sanhedrin. And in this, the Chinuch added another reason. Shumitzad Rov Dayanim, Shegam Mitzad Ze, Shaini Rov Dayanei Beitin Agadol Mirov Dayanim Dalma. Ushachrei Shekanal Inu Atzman B'chol Gavra U'Gavra Torah Avu. Tu Lo Shayach Sheyei Ben Yoter Chacham U'Pachot Chacham. The Torah is the Dargah Hachi Gdola Sheyefshar Losif Aleh. What's the highest madrega? The highest madrega is Torah. So you're talking about based in a gadol, so then you're going to follow the most Torah. More Torah is a higher madrega than a chacham. Torah is Torah. And a person in Sanhedrin represents Torah. He's the carrier of Torah. And what does the Chinuch write? The Chinuch writes, they're all chachamim gedolim in the Sanhedrin. Meaning that you should view them as if they are all the highest level of Chachma and Godless, because that's their Metzius. Their Metzius is Torah, and therefore the din is that there's never going to be a Rov Chachma, because here the Nidon is not Chachma not versus less Chachma, more Chachma versus less Chachma. The Nidon is in the Beis HaNagadol, more Torah versus less Torah. So we still have to explain the question, the issue of is there a machlokas b'divrei Kabbalah or not a machlokas b'divrei Kabbalah? And there we saw, Rambam says there is none. We saw a lot of stiras, a lot of kashas. So I'm hoping the next year will be zoche, it's Hashem, to resolve that, at least partly. We still have a lot more to talk about, so I ask, sweetest friends, that you stay tuned. It's going to be awesome, Yitzhu Shem. And as a Hakdama, it's good to have listened to the Shiurman Halacha Aleph, because the Teretz is going to be based on what we spoke about in Halacha Aleph by Richus Gedola, and those Shiurim are available, so definitely Kedai. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, sweetest friends. B'li Nadir, we shall continue.